You can tell a lot about Republicans and Democrats, not just by how they answer the major questions of the day, but in the questions that they're asking their own people. On episode 36 of Scott Ott Podcast, we take a look at the Texas ballot propositions. In Texas, we had our election day this week. It was on Tuesday. And we go down to a local library that's just, I don't know, like a mile from here. And the exciting thing was when we went in around 11:37 in the morning, I think my wife told me that we waited for 45 minutes, me and my wife and my older son. My youngest son's not quite old enough to vote yet. And so we stood there for about 45 minutes. In the Republican line, they divide you up, you know, if you're voting on a Republican ballot, if you're voting on a Democratic ballot. The Democratic line was very short. When we got there, I think there may be like 10 people in the Democratic line, but there were probably, oh, I'm going to say well over 100 people in the Republican line. And then I thought, well, maybe we should come back because I didn't have a lot of time. We had to shoot Trifecta at PJTV and I had just an hour. And then we checked with the guy at the front of the line. He told us how long the wait had been. So we stuck around and we went in and voted. Okay. Most of the stuff on the ballot here, by the way, was judges. And judges at like the Supreme Court of Texas and various district courts. And there were some constables and sheriffs and county commissioners and stuff like that. But I want to get to something else that I just thought was terrific on the ballot, which was propositions. We have propositions. Now, I don't know a lot about these. I can tell you the content of these propositions, but I don't understand why they exist, because they seem at best recommendatory. They seem like things that people say, hey, this is what the Republican Party wants to say. And then I later found out just today that the propositions on the ballot that the Democrats received were different. They had a completely different set of propositions. And so it was fascinating to me because not only were the results interesting, but what was interesting is the questions themselves. Like, what kinds of things did the Republicans want to talk about and what kinds of things did the Democrats want to talk about or weigh in on? And it's also interesting, the Republicans had four questions. And let me see, how many did the Democrats have? The Democrats had six questions that you could vote on, yes or no. They're all yes or no questions. So you got to make sure you state that. And, you know, don't ask any essay questions on the ballot. You can't get an answer to that. And the Republican questions are each like one sentence or at the most two sentences. One of them is two sentences long, but only because they quoted an amendment to the Constitution in it. The Democrat questions are like paragraphs. Not all of them, but almost all of them are significantly longer than the Republican questions. So here are the questions that, and you just think about this, how would you have voted on these ballot questions? And some of them get a little tricky, including the first one. I think the first one's trickiest. Proposition number one says this, and keep in mind, I'm telling you this because it's a reflection of sort of the way Democrats and the way Republicans look at things. So this is the Republican ballot. Proposition number one, Texas should replace the property tax system with an alternative other than an income tax and require voter approval to increase the overall tax burden. Okay? Now, I have a rule, and my rule is that if you're going to ask a yes or no question, it can only be one question. You can't ask a two-part question and then say yes or no, because the reason is you may have a question where somebody says, well, I agree with the first part, but I disagree with the second part. So how do I answer that? It could be an unanswerable question for many people. So this is a two-part question. Essentially, part number one is, should Texas replace the property tax system with an alternative other than an income tax? And question number two is, and should Texas require voter approval to increase the overall tax burden? Now, you may think, no, let's keep the property tax system. We don't have an income tax here in Texas, which is probably why this county is growing by 75 to 100 people every day. And the state, I think, is, I forget how many people are coming in, but it's growing like by leaps and bounds. So we don't have income tax. So you could say, hey, I want to keep the income tax, but I also want to have a vote if they want to increase it. Well, and you wouldn't be able to answer this question because you'd have to say yes to one part and no to the other part. The other thing I have a problem with in this question is this phrase. Texas should replace the property tax system with an alternative other than an income tax. What does that say to me? That says to me that legislators are going to get together with lobbyists and try to decide what in the world they're going to increase a tax on. You know, at least if they had specifically said, we should replace the property tax system with a sales tax or an increase in the sales tax. We have a relatively higher sales tax from what I'm accustomed to. It's 8.25% here because we don't have an income tax. Now, if they specified, then I'd say, okay, well, that's a fair question to ask. In any case, because the confused mind always says no, my confused mind said, no, I am going to disapprove of this. And ding, 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 I voted with 30.53% of my fellow Texas Republicans. Almost 70% said yes. And I'm not sure what they're saying yes to, because there are two parts of the question. So maybe they liked it all. Maybe they liked part of it. I don't know. But I said no. Okay. Question number two, proposition number two on the Republican ballot in Texas. Texas cities and counties should be required to comply with federal immigration laws or be penalized by loss of state funds. This is another one of those problematic things, because you could even agree, you could say, yeah, I think they should comply with federal immigration laws, but I don't like the penalty. And so you're only given this binary choice. You could say, well, yeah, this is the consequence of that. Or you could, you know, as I look at it and I say, you know what? I don't want us to grant any more control to the federal government over what we do here. And frankly, this is a trick question. This gets into that, what the so-called sanctuary city laws. Some places have sanctuary city laws where it's literally Democrats that are trying to protect their voter base. Other places have laws that basically say, if the federal government is going to do its job of enforcement of immigration laws, the federal government must do it. It can't compel local municipalities or counties to do the federal government's job at local cost. So, and basically have the federal government making the rules that the county or the city has to live by. So, and pay for. So anyway, on that one, I'm again on the losing side, because I said no along with 37.23%. In fact, this was the highest no vote, believe it or not, of any of the four propositions that Republicans voted on. Okay, so 62.76%, that's almost 63%, said yes, that Texas, we should lose state funds if you don't comply with federal immigration law. Proposition number three. Here's another interesting that Texas Republicans want to ask. Texas should prohibit governmental entities from collecting dues for labor unions through deductions from public employee paychecks. Oh, I love this one. Voted yes, me and almost 83% of Republican voters who answered this question said yes. So I actually was on the winning side of that one, and 83%, almost 83% of people said, yeah, yeah, that's good. Get the government out of the business of collecting union dues. Final question, number four. And this one, well, I'll let you guess. Texas and its citizens should strongly assert 10th Amendment rights guaranteed by the U.S. Constitution. And then it goes on to quote the 10th Amendment, which states the powers not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states, are reserved to the states respectively or to the people. So literally, we just took a vote on whether or not we think the 10th Amendment is a good idea and should be vigorously asserted. We should strongly assert the 10th Amendment. And just think, if you can guess, how did that vote go in Texas? How did the vote on the 10th Amendment go here? I'll give you 3 seconds to think about that. Do, 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 do. Okay, I think that was 3 seconds. Anyway, here's, it was almost 95% of Republicans said, yes, we should strongly assert the 10th Amendment. By the God in heaven, we should do that. And so they were very excited about that one. Only 5.27% of Republicans said, no, don't bother. Now, frankly, as far as I can tell, this is a proposition without any sort of teeth whatsoever. I mean, not like the other ones at least had some sort of penalty, but this one had no teeth whatsoever. Okay, so those are the Republican questions. Essentially, changing the tax system, complying with federal immigration laws, prohibiting government from collecting dues for unions, and complying with the 10th Amendment. Red meat, red-blooded American questions. Okay. The Democrats, and I don't have time to read all of these, but I'm just going to sort of summarize. The Democrat questions were as followed. On economic and security and prosperity, the Democrat questions violate my cardinal law of proposition questions out the wazoo, because their first question basically says that the Texas legislature and the United States Congress, they're actually calling on Congress to do something here, should raise the minimum wage to a livable wage, pass paycheck fairness, ensure equal pay for equal work, guarantee paid family leave to care for children or an ill loved one, fund fully public neighborhood schools, make debt-free community college, and so they just pile one question upon another. This was on the ballot, okay? This was not some survey going in and out of the polls. This was on the same ballot where you had your vote for president and for railroad commissioner and for Congress and for all these judge positions. So anyway, so their first question is, can we have everything that Bernie Sanders is talking about? Thank you. That vote was 94%. Of Democrats said, yes, we want all those things. Okay, so question number two was on criminal justice. And basically this one says criminal justice should be fair. And it goes into much more detail without regard to anything. Okay, race, whatever. And 94% of Democrats said, yeah, that should be fair. Now, I'm not sure what that means in real terms, since theoretically, anyway, it's supposed to be fair already. So if you're going to make more rules to say what our existing rules already say, I'm not saying our existing rules are always being followed, but what I'm saying is, how do you reassert the rules that already exist and think that the outcome is going to be different? Okay, number three, okay, that was 94% of people said, yeah, criminal justice reform. Number three was a question about climate change, and that in this case, we should encourage a transition to renewable, non-polluting energy as a means to slow down climate change and its impact on the planet. 92%. See, so far, everyone over 90% of the Democrats are just there, are marching in lockstep. They all agree with this stuff, okay? And then referendum number four, Voting Rights Act. Should the U.S. Congress pass a new Voting Rights Act, essentially reassert federal authority to monitor elections as a result of stuff that happened pre-1970, you know, in the 60s and before that? Should they reinstitute that and keep the federal government policing this, largely for southern states? 92.3% said yes. Yes, more federal control of elections in our state. And then resolution number five on campus carry. In Texas, you can now carry a concealed weapon on a college campus, and they want to say that the Texas legislature should allow campuses to opt out. So essentially, they want to give the power to union members and liberal academics to opt out of what the heavily Republican Texas legislature has already decided, and to say, on our campus, you cannot do something that you may legally do elsewhere in Texas, because we have a little island here. We have a little utopia. Now, interestingly, hey, we are in Texas. Even the Democrats, only 77.63% said, yes, we should allow schools to opt out. So a full 22.36% of Democrats said, no, we don't think that the university should be able to opt out of that. Our kids should be able to conceal carry on campus. And maybe the professors are most concerned. Anyway, and then finally, item number six on the Democratic proposition list. This is on comprehensive immigration reform, and basically calling for immigration reform that includes an earned path to citizenship for law-abiding immigrants and their children, keeps families together, protects dreamers, and provides workforce solutions for businesses. All very vague. That's interesting. This wasn't in the 90s either. 89, roughly, almost in the 90s, 89% of Democrats said, yeah, we should do some sort of comprehensive immigration reform. So 11% said no. Anyway, can you see the difference between the way Republicans look at the world and the way Democrats look at it? Not just in the vote totals and how these things came out, but in the fact that the Democrats were asking about climate change and criminal justice reform and gun control and what else did we have on here? Oh, economic security, minimum wage, and all that kind of stuff. They're asking all these questions while the Republicans were asking about taxes and immigration laws, complying with immigration laws, not loosening them up, and collecting dues for unions and stuff like that. I just thought it was a peek into the soul of the Democratic Party and the Republican Party, at least here in Texas, and I thought that was fascinating. All the questions were approved. Every one of them, not one question was rejected by its voters. And I think that these are just symbolic. I think that these are just, people want to make these statements. They want to speak out to their legislature, and they think they can do so through these propositions. I went against the tide on a couple of these, on the immigration, the so-called sanctuary city one, and also in the first mixed question. So I'm a freak. I'm a loser. I'm a weirdo, as they say. Episode 36 of Scott Ott Podcast includes audio excerpts from Scott Ott Show, streamed live on YouTube, March 3rd, 2016. For more information, visit scottottshow.com. Thanks for listening.